Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're going to catch up with Yana, daily brother, Chris Suey, his name is, based in Dubbo, Service Centre Manager for Service Australia, and talk about ab study. We got Chris on the line. Chris, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Chris?
Yeah, my name's Chris Suey, and I'm currently living and working on Radio Country here in Dubbo, but I'm actually a Walgett boy up in Gamilaroi there, country there, a little place called Walgett, northwest New South Wales.
Deadly footprint. Thank you very much, my brother. So, Service Australia, how long have you been working there, mate?
Yeah, so next month will be my 23rd year in the agency.
23rd year. All right, fantastic. As long service plus two, brother, sounds good.
Bloody hell.
Tell us about ab study, brother.
Yeah, so we have payments for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students to help with the cost of study and training. Everyone knows that at ab study, depending on the circumstances, there are many different support options available for students. Ab study can help students and apprentices with school fees, boarding fees, living and travel costs, and buying school materials. There's help available if your child is living at home or away from home. With so many different payments, it's important to find out which one they may be eligible for. You can find out more information on our website at servicesaustralia.gov.au/abstudy, or you can call the abstudy line at 1-800-132-317.
All right, so whether they're studying full-time or part-time, that's applicable?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. It just gives that support, that financial strain that our students have when doing study. And that's where ab study comes to the table for that support, yeah?
That's exactly right. That's what we're here for, and to give them information so they can find out the information that may and look at what they may be eligible to help support them whilst they're living away from the study.
Would you know sort of figures, how the money works, and is it paid weekly, fortnightly into their account, or how does it work?
Yeah, look, everybody's circumstances are very different, so... We'll encourage people to go on our website to there is a payment service finder tool, which is absolutely fantastic. But the best way to actually look at what you may be eligible for is just to call the AbStudy line, as I mentioned earlier, the 1-800-132-317, and they'll be able to go through all of that with you.
Okay, fantastic, Chris. When we're talking AbStudy, a lot of our mob who travel away to study, especially if you're talking about Cape York or Torres Straits, what have you, is there money for a travel allowance, so to speak?
Yeah, so AbStudy can help students through many stages in their life. So okay. If eligible, most students can go on AbStudy when they start high school and continue to receive payments if they go on to do further studies. Right now, we know that families with primary school age students may be looking at starting high school next year. Our parents and guardians should know that AbStudy can help with a change from primary school to high school. Mm-hmm. AbStudy can arrange to pay for the cost of the family to go on open days, interviews and orientation. This means that AbStudy will pay for the travel, accommodation and meals so that families can meet teachers, ask questions and see where their child will live while they're away from home. Once they're living away from home, AbStudy can keep helping families with the cost of boarding, schooling and travel. So families should claim AbStudy early before they start making plans about their children living away from high school.
Yeah, fantastic. So great support. So, big shout out to our mob out there. Contact Service Australia regarding AbStudy. But that's young or old. Don't have to be like a high school student. It could be like a 35-year-old person decided to go into study. Couldn't it?
That's exactly right. We're here to help our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across multiple stages of their life.
Beautiful. Chris, nice talking with you. Thank you, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Good luck with 23 years, my brother. And look, leading from the front, brother.
Oh, look, thank you so much. And thanks for having me. And I look forward to, maybe even talking to you next time. I'll be here for the long run.
That sounds good. Take care, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Little yarn there. That's Chris Sui, Service Centre Manager in Dubbo at Service Australia. And we're talking about Ab Study, a great opportunity, Mob. If you want to go further in your education and knowledge is power, then think of Ab Study as a support arm in the finance sector. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, here at BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to News, National's Radio Service. Too deadly.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Si, si. Janda Banapi Bamanda, Janda Bakajanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, and do enjoy and include yourself in the conversations. Whatever topic, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, the International Guide Dog Day is 24 April. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn with John Officer, Guide Dog Mobility Specialist at Guide Dog Queensland. Very good morning, John. John Officer, thank you very much for coming to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
John, what access challenges do guide dogs clients share with you?
New data suggests that guide dogs and their guide dog handlers face almost a refusal about every second travel journey, whether that's from a taxi or rideshare. Some of our clients have also reported a range of either refusals or restrictions being put in place. For example, clients can enter a restaurant, they may be refused, potentially due to a lack of knowledge from those businesses. But in some cases, they can also be restrictions can be applied as well. So they may be asked to go to a dog-only area, so being told to maybe go to an outside area.
Thanks, John. How do guide dogs increase independence for people living with low vision or blindness?
So vision loss can be a really confronting and challenging experience. A lot of clients can feel quite isolated. The introduction of guide dogs to their lives can really empower and can really allow our clients to do the things that they've always, you know, wanted to do. So heading down to the shops, getting to work easier, being able to move through crowds safely and independently. But it also gives them that choice of control as well. So they're able to really have the option when they're ready to go, they can head down to the local bus stop, get on the bus and head to the places that they enjoy.
And John, can you tell us about the rigorous training guide dogs undertake?
So our guide dog program is a 20-week program. During those 20 weeks, it is quite intensive and rigorous. The guide dogs are challenged from quiet environments where they learn, you know, easy skills like targeting curbs, crossing roads, and then we start to challenge them a little bit, so busier environments, more distractions. And throughout that process, we are also testing our dogs. So the dogs go through a blindfold test, and this is where they actually get the option to choose whether they want to be a guide dog or not. The guide dog role is quite unnatural, so it's important that we're giving the dogs the option.
Why is it so important for business and individuals to be clued up on the legalities of guide dog access?
Businesses really need to take responsibility to know the laws. By refusing our clients, they're actually causing a bit of anxiety, frustration, potentially lowering our clients' confidence. And this is actually having that reverse effect of what a guide dog can do for our clients. Guide dogs are there to help enhance their independence, having the opportunity to enter the spaces without feeling too worried about it. And it's really important for our clients to enjoy the freedom, safety and independence that the guide dog gives them and not reduce that.
Thank you, John. And where can people go find out more information and how to help?
For more information, head to guidedogs.com.au, where you'll be able to find all the relevant information. And also just remembering that everywhere you can go, a guide dog can go too.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
That's John Officer, Guide Dog Mobility Specialist at Guide Dog Queensland. Look, love and respect to furry animals out there, fur babies, International Guide Dog Day, 24 April, 2 Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yana Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We'll be right back.
is over, then be green. My money lies under the sea. Si, qualca paleca. Thank you.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to NERS and the team. Thank you very much. And look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Professor Vicky Browning, Director of Pathways to Politics for Women at Queensland University of Technology, and also talk to Sister Kat Hennaway, CEO, Politics in Colour. Ladies, a very good morning. How are you both?
Good morning.
Yeah, you both there? Well, yep. Lovely. Thank you very much. Sister Kat, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Hi, I'm Katia Hennaway. My family are Savikas, born and raised in Bungalow there in Cairns.
Mm.
Torres Strait Islander from Moa and Murray Island.
Beautiful.
So yeah, we went to the same school. They followed.
We did. Yes, Cairns. I represent.
Oh yeah.
To Delhi, Professor Vicky Browning. Who you mob? Where you from?
Oh, my Bob. Well, that's an interesting one because I hail from Africa. So I'm from Kenya, South Africa, and I now live in Australia.
And we claim you, my sister, so thank you very much. And thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, Pathways to Politics for Women at Queensland University of Technology. Ladies, girls can do anything. I'm a strong advocate with our deadly sisters out there. Women can do anything. Look, big shout out to my beautiful wife, who's the manager of the station here, 20 years. So girls can lead. We've got a new mayor in Cairns, female, and that's the Mayor Eden, Amy Eden. So, look, girls can do anything. Let's talk about this space. Starting with you, Professor Vicky, Pathways to Politics for Women. So tell us about this journey, please.
Yes, so Pathways to Politics for Women is an initiative of Carol Schwartz from the Trawala Foundation and the Women's Leadership Institute. And it really aims to increase the number of women in Australian politics by equipping a diverse, and I say emphasis on diverse women, to embrace their political ambitions. And it's now available not only at QET, but also across the whole of Australia. So during the 4 years that QET has delivered this program, we've had 7 First Nations women complete the program, and with one, Surfi Biago, who has been elected as the youngest and the first First Nations woman of the Western Downs Regional Council. So that's a fabulous win for us. And for her, the program provided her with the skills to campaign and to network, and she was well supported by her cohort and other female politicians. So the program really is about that. It's about building capacity for women to stand for election, and it runs over 3 months, a 3 2-day workshop, and this year we're starting in July. And, of course, we have applications out there that close on the 1st of May. And, you know, it's interesting, Trevor, because there are quite a few barriers that are in the way for women to get into politics. And amongst the ones that probably a lot of people know are also their limited knowledge about politics and political processes and their self-confidence. So we aim through this program to really lift that barrier and help women really feel confident to go up for election. And also understand how the political process works. So out of the 26 that went up for local election, Amy was one of them.
Amy Eden, yes.
Of our alum got elected.
Yes, and she's our mayor here in Cairns. Fantastic. So the program just puts, meat on a bone. It gives them confidence and gives them direction. Are we talking campaigning and then thereafter in the political seat, so to speak? Is that right?
Well, it mainly gets them ready for election. So they learn the skills, as you say, about campaigning, fundraising, fronting up to the media. But what's really interesting is that they also learn why they're in politics and why what difference they want to make. And so, you know, you can understand that, you know, these women come from very diverse communities, regional, rural areas. They come from refugee, migrant backgrounds. So for them, they really want to make a difference in politics. So, yeah, it's a really about them sort of thinking about that. So by the time they go up for election, they know what they're standing for.
Would you say, Professor Vicky, that it is a man's world when we're talking about the political arena?
Well, it is changing.
It's changing, good. And it needs to change. Thank you. No, but I'm just saying in regards to the so-called old white men who've been running this country, you could say, for so many years, there is space and look for women, and women can get in those spaces. And when we talk about the first female prime minister of this country, I mean, look, we need that female input. Of course we do to steer this country.
And they do bring a very different perspective into Parliament, and a very valuable perspective into Parliament. And so it's really important that we support these women to get in and support them through their journey in politics.
Thank you. We'll talk to Kat Hanaway, sister. Politics in Colour. Tell us, you're the CEO there. Tell us about this space, how long you've been in this role, and what is the vehicle you're driving there, sis?
Yeah, so Politics in Colour, we started this in 2020 and we set up a little Indigenous business and said we want to talk to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people about politics and also people of colour in this country. I used to be on the board of an organisation that was, teaching women how to get elected.
Yes.
And and they wanted me to create a program to bring more people of colour, and so I called it Politics in Colour.
Why not, yes.
And we launched with a webinar, and we spoke to, at the time, Linda Burney was the shadow minister.
Mm.
So it was Linda Burney, Moraine Faruqi, who's the head of the deputy of the Greens Party now,
mm.
Jenny Leong, who's a Malaysian politician here in Sydney, and Kaushalya Vergela, an Indian politician in
yes.
Melbourne.
Fantastic.
And they all came on a Zoom, and we said to them, we called the webinar Candid Conversations.
Sure.
And we said to them, tell us what it's really like to be black and brown women in yeah. politics, in
yes.
parliament.
Yes, yes.
Well, they opened up this conversation. Over 100 women jumped on the Zoom from three different countries.
Good.
And we just had a really big, honest conversation about yeah. The barriers for women of colour and First Nations women. And they were very honest and very generous, telling about their experience. And the women in the Zoom, they really, really appreciated it. They were very excited. And it occurred to me that no one had ever asked people of colour,
yes.
What is it like for you? How much, you know, what is your experience of getting elected?
Yes.
And so we realised that we needed to continue the conversation.
Lovely.
And so Candid Conversations has been running since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We put people of colour, First Nations people, into webinars, and we ask them to tell us what their experience is like.
Yeah, fantastic.
And we also run workshops teaching people of colour how to get elected. And that's how I got involved with Pathways to Politics.
Mm.
Again, the Trawalla Foundation originally. They funded our workshops, and we started teaching women of colour how to get elected, because Pathways to Politics for Women, of course, focus only on women. And so we ran those workshops for 3 years. They were very successful, and that enabled more culturally diverse women to go into Pathways programs.
Sure.
So it was really great. Really impactful.
Mm-hmm.
The women were really excited about the program, and yeah, it was really fantastic to do the
good,
work.
Good,
and
good.
We continue today.
Lovely.
We still promote our mobs and culturally diverse people, and we've seen a really big shift in the country since we started doing this work.
That's fantastic, Kat. Look, what I'd do, I'd love to reach out to you. As you're well aware, I'm the new councillor for Cairns Regional Council, First Nation person. Yeah, thank you. And the first First Nation person ever to be a councillor. So I'd love to add to the space and help our sisters out there. So we'll contact each other and have a yarn later. Professor Vicky, look, fantastic, this Pathways to Politics for Women. Anyone can apply, and how do they do it?
Well, the application is online, so they just go to pathwaytopolitics.org.au, or they can go to the QUT website and put in Pathway to Politics and apply.
Yes.
And one thing I do want to mention to them is that this program is free.
Okay,
so
beautiful.
So one of the key things, barriers has been for women and people from diverse communities is the financial investment. So this is here, this is there, available to them to really upskill themselves. So
invest
we very,
their time.
Welcome application.
Professor Vicky, thank you for the yarn. Thank you so very much. And Sister Kat Hennaway, thank you, sis. We'll be in touch. All the best, ladies, and I love this space. And please keep us in mind, National Talk Black, regarding any more further conversations.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, ladies. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Professor Vicky Browning, Director of Pathways to Politics for Women at Queensland University of Technology, and also Sister Kat Hennaway, CEO, Politics in Colour. So there it is, your mob, especially our deadly women out there looking at the political arena. You can get educated or get support in that space. So there it is. Have you saying yarn up strong here. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bummer, BBM Media, 98.7 FM, and National Talk Black.